Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Onega Girls and Basketball Coach Craig Boswell after a nice couple pair of wins over this past week. First off, Coach, your thoughts on the close win, 39-35, over Flint Hills Christian.
Yeah, you know, we started out pretty slow, and it really wasn't a very good night for us shooting the ball. We didn't take care of the ball like I thought we should have. You know, and we're going to have nights like that, and we were kind of hoping to make a little bit of a statement after that loss against Axel, and we really didn't show up, and but we did finish the game strong, and I really do think that game helped us finish the game last night.
Yeah, speaking of, you guys did start off strong in that game, came out and led 14-9 at the end of the first. You guys had a 12-point lead after the second, third quarters. And then the fourth quarter, you guys let them back in the game a little bit, but you guys were able to hang on.
Yeah, I was proud of the girls. You know, they were kind of panicking a little bit, you know, with that lead that we had. But I thought our senior and upperclassmen kind of stepped up and just calmed the girls down a little bit. And then, you know, we made some big-time free throws at the end of the game to kind of keep us ahead. But, yeah, it was an exciting ball game.
Yeah, I also had freshman Emerson Fordham really step up after Delaney Piggy had some issues with foul trouble in the first half, and she was able to continue her production in the third quarter, getting 7 points in that third quarter. How are your thoughts on the freshman side?
Yeah, she stepped up. You know, we knew that at some point she was going to have a pretty good game. She got her shot, and she took advantage of it. And so she's been a very, very hard worker in practice, and I'm just glad to see that all that hard work paid off. But, yeah, we're excited about that young girl.
And then now you guys have a game coming up tomorrow against Washington County on Thursday. Your thoughts on what you've seen from Washington County this season?
They are fast, scrappy, and they get after it. You know, they out-rebound their opponents, and, you know, it's something that we're going to really have to focus on today in practice. And, you know, they press pretty much the entire game. Looks like they're in shape. They run the floor. So we're just really going to have to take care of the ball and be patient and try to get good looks. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, handle things on our end on the offense end and transition. I'm hoping we can hang in there with them.
Last question for you, Coach. TBL tournament coming up this weekend. What are your expectations you have set for your team?
You know, since I started, you know, with these girls, I really do think, you know, hopefully we can build momentum. Hopefully we get a win tomorrow. But just getting out of that first round with a win, I think that would really, really kind of set for the remainder of the year. But I really do think our girls could really use that boost to get that first round win. I just ultimately want them to play hard and play physical and play Onega basketball.
All right, great stuff as always, Coach. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to that and talking to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega head girls basketball coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.